And now a story of workplace discrimination and what the government considers discrimination. In July, the Department of Justice filed a brief in federal court saying that the Trump administration no longer views workplace discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation or gender identity to be covered by federal law. Now, that was unnerving news to Americans who've lost jobs or faced discrimination at work because of their sexual orientation or gender identity. And it inspired a new series from WNYC's LGBTQ podcast called Nancy. That series is called Out at Work, and the producers wanted people to share their stories of workplace discrimination. We'll be hearing about one experience of being out at work in just a few minutes, but first we want to look at the protections that are already in place in the United States and why this is such a disputed legal area. Chai Feldblum is a commissioner at the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, and she explained to me why there's such a patchwork of legal protections for LGBTQ Americans.
What has happened over time is because there is such horrific discrimination against LGBTQ people in employment, is the states have passed laws explicitly prohibiting discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation or gender identity, but not all of the states. So it's completely dependent on where you live, whether you're going to be protected under that state law. And on the federal level, for years, Congress has sought to pass a similar type of explicit law. So people were living in a patchwork of protection. Now, there are various of us, agencies and courts, that are saying, actually, there shouldn't be a patchwork because under the federal law, properly understood, every LGBTQ person is protected under existing federal law.
Now, Chai Feldblum, the Obama administration has taken this position in a case to say that the sex provision of Title VII does include sexual orientation, gender identity. That was the former administration, and now the Trump administration, through the Department of Justice, is taking a different view, and it seems like this very conflict now is playing out in the federal courts.
It is, in fact, unfortunate that at the moment, there is a difference of position being presented to an appellate court in this country from one agency, the EEOC, and another agency, the Department of Justice. However, this is a contested legal issue. The EEOC, as a bipartisan commission with both Democratic and Republican commissioners, have concluded that sex discrimination includes discrimination against gay people as a matter of common sense.
How often does this issue come up before the EEOC where you sit?
Well, just with regard to LGBT people, we've had about 6,000 of these complaints brought to us in the last 6-7 years. We have 3,000 of those currently pending. These charges come to us, and we deal with them in a completely confidential manner. We deal with them before anyone even goes to court. And if we think that there was reasonable cause to think discrimination had occurred, we try to settle between the person and the employer.
So the courts are ruling on several different cases around the federal circuits. The EEOC continues with its work. You sound fairly confident from your perch that this is a matter of time, whether through the Supreme Court or through Congress or simply through the quiet work of the EEOC, that sexual orientation and gender identity will continue to be recognized under federal law.
I am confident that in the end, LGBT people will be covered under employment law. I think the most likely way that such coverage will come about is that the Supreme Court will rule that existing sex discrimination law covers LGBT people. However, until and unless the Supreme Court tells us we are wrong at the EEOC, then obviously the EEOC will continue to do its work.
Chai Feldblum is a commissioner on the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. Commissioner, thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.